Hey there, this is Tony Gephardt with World Services for the Blind, and for today's recording, we're going to take a look at navigating Google Chrome. Now, if you're using Internet Explorer, that is perfectly fine because this is very cross-platform with some of the navigation keys and how websites are laid out. For this example, we're going to do a Google search and locate some research that we're looking for, some information underneath some headings, etc. So I'm on my desktop. Just to verify that I'm on my desktop, I'm going to press Insert T.
Title is desktop one. Slower.
So I'm going to press Home. The letter G to find Google Chrome.
G, Google Chrome, 2 of 39.
And if you wanted to find Internet Explorer, you would press the letter I if you have the icon on your desktop. So now I'm going to press Enter to open this up.
Enter. New tab, Google Chrome, address and search bar edit.
So when you open up Google Chrome, I have it personally selected to bring me to an edit field, but I'm going to press Control E,
search Google,
and it's going to bring me to an edit box to where I can start typing what it is that I'm looking for. So I'm going to type in, for this exercise, I'm going to type in electric guitars,
RS, address and search bar edit electric guitars.
So I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Land. Google.com/search. Q equals electric plus guitars and amp.
Now I'm going to press my control key because JAWS will do a continuous read of the entire web page. So it's good to use that control key. It's the shut up key with JAWS. So I'm going to make sure I'm at the top of my document here on the web page by pressing control home.
Electric guitars Google search.
Now I want to be able to find my results. And a way to do that, we can travel by heading. Headings are sections on a web page that will display specific items that are in direct association to what it is that we're looking for. So I'm going to press H.
Accessibility links heading level 1 clickable. Search modes heading level 1 clickable. Ads.see electric guitars heading level 1 clickable. Title of Epiphone Les Paul Studio LT electric guitar ebony heading level 3 link.
So right away, usually when you're looking for items, one of the first things that it's going to bring you to is results that can be purchased through different sellers or different retailers, and it's going to be the same way across the board. So I'm going to keep pressing H.
Title of ESP LT DMH17, subtitle of Epiphone Les Paul Classic Electra, title of Ibanez 73 FM Arc Semi Hall, title of Epiphone, title of Rode, title of Ibanez J, title of Squire, title of Ibanez, title of Jax, title of Fender Play.
And it's going to keep going until we reach web results. So that's what we're looking for.
Title of add electric guitars shop clear electric guitar online search results heading level 1 clickable.
Okay, here we go. Now I can keep pressing H and it's going to bring me to some web results.
Web results heading level 2 clickable.
I'm going to press H again.
Electric guitars guitar center heading level 3 link.
So that sounds like something I want, but just to be sure, I want to read a little excerpt from that website, which it will do underneath this heading. To read things that are underneath headings, all we have to do is press our down arrow key.
Link www.guitarcenter.com single right pointing angle quotation mark electric result options button menu collapse menu. Enjoy the lowest prices and best selection of electric guitars at Guitar Center. Most orders are eligible for free shipping.
Okay, this sounds like something I'd want. Fantastic. So now I'm going to press Shift H to go back to that heading.
Electric guitars Guitar Center heading level 3 link.
And it says heading level 3 link. Not all headings are going to be links, but in this instance they are, so I can click on those. And I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Electric guitars Guitar Center Google Chrome. Electric guitars Guitar Center Google.
So now that I'm on Guitar Center's website, I'm going to press control home to get to the top of the page.
Electric guitars Guitar Center.
Now I can navigate a website in different ways. There are different elements on the screen that can be interacted with by pressing certain letters on the keyboard. So for headings, it's H. And for edit fields, it would be the letter E. Buttons would be the letter B. Checkboxes, X, so on, so forth. We'll explore more of those as we get deeper into Internet Explorer and navigating websites. So I'm going to press the letter H.
Electric guitar 6,679 matches found heading level 1 clickable.
That sounds promising, so I'm going to press down arrow to see what I can find.
Link open an accessible version of this carousel. New Gibson Les Paul Traditional Pro V Mahogany Top Models. Carved tops, comfortable necks and custom pickups for a world of tones at your fingertips. List new Gibson Les Paul Traditional Pro V Mahogany Top Models. Click graphic new Squire Paranormal and Mini Electrics. Wild Mash list end. Previous slide button. Next slide button. Slide 1 button.
So those are buttons which we can activate by pressing the space bar. It's just another element on the screen that we can interact with, but with using JAWS. So I'm going to press H again.
Customers also viewed heading level 2 clickable. Other ways to shop heading level 2 clickable.
And as we keep going down the website, there's going to be different heading levels per se, and each one kind of represents a certain significance to the website or what it is that we're doing. The bigger the heading, the more emphasized it is to what the website is trying to tell us. So I'm going to press Shift H and go back up.
Customers also viewed heading level 2 clickable. Electric guitar 6,679 matches found heading level 1 clickable.
So that's heading level 1, which means it's the biggest one. That's the banner that's letting us know, hey, this is what you're looking for. This is what this particular tab on this website is trying to explain. But this is just an example of how we would navigate on Internet Explorer or Google Chrome with looking for a search item that we're trying to do some research on, or something that we would like to purchase or kind of compile for some research.